Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the show, Plot Smokers. This is Tom McCaffrey.
It's Shelby Organ.
Podcast and Shelby Organ. What's up, man?
What's up?
In the dark.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in a video, like a queen or something.
Yeah. It's weird. Is it because you have to have the light out or what? Like, it looks literally like scary.
I better not answer that question. I think it's a good look.
I mean, it literally is kind of scaring me. Before we get into this, have you seen any horror movies? Like, because of it was just Halloween time.
I thought I could see The Cabinet then.
Okay. Do you have to go?
No.
All right. So enough of that. We'll talk about that some other time.
Yeah, I saw Insidious.
You just saw it? You'd never seen it?
That was stupid. That was bad.
When did you see it?
A couple weeks ago.
Why now?
Because it's Halloween. Because of what you just asked me.
But I mean, why that one? I mean, I feel like that was, it came out like 10 years ago. And like,
I somehow missed it.
No one
talks
about it.
I never, I don't know why I didn't see it, but
it was good. I remember I saw it. I thought it was pretty good. Why did you, it didn't scare you?
No.
No.
No, and I'm just tired of kids. Like, kids being the source of it all. It's just kind of over. I'm done with it. You know what I did like was Hereditary. That was fantastic.
Yeah, speaking of kids, but
yeah, but that was scary.
Yeah, that was scary. I wonder why that one was so effective. It scared me. I've seen it a lot of times. I've seen it like 3 times. Did you see Midsommar?
Same director, same writer. It was exactly what I thought it was. It was an artsy fartsy way, too much stuff that didn't contribute to anything. And just
it was
random.
Bad, right?
Yeah, it was horrible.
I thought it was so bad. I thought it was boring. And it's also like you see exactly where it's going. And I don't know, these guys, I think. But one thing I will say is like it was really different and weird. And like a lot of like theatrical horror movies don't really have those kind of, like, they're not weird or, you know, original
right.
anymore. So I kind of
like
it almost felt, it was like an arty film. It was like almost like not even an American film.
You know how bad it was? I saw that when I was in the clink in rehab.
Uh-huh.
For booze, and you get to like watch like one movie on the weekends. And I was in there for 30 days, and everyone hated that movie that was in there. It's like, it's the only thing you can do is watch a movie, and then you have to vote, and everyone argues, and then everyone hated it. That's how bad it was.
No one liked it.
No one.
Even when like you literally haven't seen anything.
Exactly. You couldn't watch TV. You couldn't do anything. So everyone's desperate for something. And then
that's
got to
be bad. Because like at that point, you're just fucking desperate. Yeah, for like, it'll make anything seem good. Like, man, that was awesome, man. What was the name of that? Different Strokes? Man, that was fucking good. That was some good TV. Yeah, it's I remember going to camp once. I was like, wasn't around TV for like 3 weeks. And then like someone had a TV randomly one night in our cabin, and Kate and Allie was on.
Yeah,
and I was excited. Like, I remember, I've never seen that show ever before that or since then, but I was like, oh, cool! Like, I watched it and like liked it.
That's what, you know. I was just telling my brother about this. There's a kid that we played baseball with, and we were like, I don't know, third grade or whatever, playing Little League, and he came over. And he wasn't allowed to watch TV, and that's all we did was watch TV. And Three's Company was on, and he was laughing out loud at every scene. And I remember looking, I'm like, "What the fuck are you laughing at, man? This is like it was so funny to see."
Why?
This
because
kid.
He just had never seen anything
never.
Ever. Like, how old was he?
He was same age as us, you know, like Little League age.
But like, is that like what, like 12?
Yeah, 10, 11, or 12, yeah.
He had never seen any TV?
I don't know if I know he was like restricted in what he saw.
Were you not laughing at Three's Company at that age?
I'd seen it. It's a one trick pony, you know, Jack Ritter just tripping over the.
Did you watch that show a lot?
All the time.
That was like a bad, like, I remember when I watched that young, I was like, I don't think I should be watching this.
Why?
It just felt like more of an adult. It was like adult humor. Like I feel, yeah. Even though it wasn't really, because they were just falling all the time, but it was like sex jokes and stuff, you know. And
yeah.
I was like, man, I mean, like, what did I? I can't. I couldn't believe my parents like let me. I feel like there was just no supervision.
Right. Well, yeah. I think that's the way it was.
Like she'd be like I remember my mom make a comment like, oh God, that's so bad. But like, you know, I still watched it, you know. I don't parents now not let them do things and stuff? Or no, maybe they make them do too much.
Yeah, I think it's worse now, right? Because they have access to everything.
Oh yeah. You know, I was thinking about that. We'll get into the movie in a minute, but like I was thinking about that, how like if you wanted to see boobs for our generation at like 10 or like 11, you had to like do, there were like steps you had to go through to just see boobs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
you
yeah,
had
yeah.
to like go to a store and like maybe like find it in the back and like open it up when they're not looking, or like find it somewhere, or like go see a movie, go and like get into a movie, you know what I mean? Or get someone to rent it for. So it's just crazy that now, I mean, you can just see anything ever. Isn't that like at any point? That's fucking crazy.
I think it's gotta be a mind fuck. You know?
Yeah. I think it probably makes them not appreciate things.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. All right. So let's get into this movie. So the movie this week, so Over the Top, had you seen this before from 1987?
No, this is my first time seeing it.
What did you think of it? You loved it?
I mean, the first 20, 30 minutes, I'm like, when is something, you know, really bad going to happen? But when it starts, it really kicks in. Like, I can't believe I hadn't heard any of the, like, the quality scenes. And you know he wrote this?
Yeah, I know. First of all, this song is like sounds like it came. It's like something from like a Trump rally now. Like in this country,
I love this song. I think they should play these songs at bars. Like when you walk in and you hear this song playing, how fucking great would that be?
Because it's so patriotic, or it's
because it's so cheesy.
I know. Imagine you walked into a bar and this was on, and you'd be like, "Yeah, let's get out of here. I don't feel like getting murdered." Here, this is it. In this country. In this country, our hearts are open. Okay, so this is the credit. So basically, he's like, there's a graduation going on, military school graduation. And they keep showing he like has a truck that says Hawk on it or something.
Yeah. Well, that's his name.
Is his name Hawks or Hawk? Don't they call him Hawks a lot? Look at this is like how you know who he is. Like it's like, all right, we get it. You're washing a huge truck with your name on the side, Hawk. I wonder what he does for a job.
There's a lot of that in here. There's a lot of like the repeat stuff to make sure that the listener understands. Like when they explain the rules of the arm wrestling contest.
That was literally one of the only points I was going to bring up. It's like they go, the whole arm wrestling contest, they keep going. They do it, what, like 10 times? They go, and remember, folks, you hear the guy, the announcer, it's a double elimination, which means
that means
you can lose twice. You have to lose twice to get out of the contest.
Yeah.
Like, and they literally do it like 9 times. They go, and then later is like when he goes, if you lose once, you can still. Why do you think that it's weird? I didn't notice that young like bad things about bad movies, but now like something like that really is like glaring to me. Like,
well, like, yeah, that's what I always am fascinated by. What when this came out and the adults? I mean, we were kids, so we had an excuse, but adults saw this and loved it. And it's like, how can you love something so fucking stupid? Like they love it intentionally.
Wait, so all right, so the beginning of this movie, so this kid has graduated from military school and they keep cutting to Sylvester Stallone. He's like, he has no shirt on outside and he's like combing his hair and like shaving. And he's just getting ready, and then they keep cutting back to the graduation, and then it ends, right?
Yeah.
And the kid, he has no friends. Like, no one says anything to him. It's like they just graduated, not one person. And then the graduation's way over, and then Sylvester Stallone just pulls up in this huge truck. But he's literally, like, why would you go to the graduation, like, 30, you know what I mean? He's, like, 30 minutes late to the graduation.
He ran out on his kid initially. That's the premise, is that he ditched, they don't explain that. He just made a mistake.
I thought they would. He just keeps saying, I made a mistake.
And so then he shows up.
And he
still can't even make it on time for his graduation.
It's like, you know, and I really want to make it back, make it up to you for not being here so long. Yeah, you couldn't come an hour earlier to the graduation. No, I had to shave in my giant truck.
And suspenders.
And he pulls up in this awful thing. And then, like, I guess he looks so bad. Like, did you notice, like, people make comments about him as he passes?
No, I didn't notice that. That's sad.
And it's coming up. So he walks by. And it's just, I mean, he looks kind of weird, right? I mean, just, I don't know, he's wearing a tie. I love how they make him look like he's wearing a tie, but he's still poor, you know? And then, so basically, this kid, he ditched and is just graduating, and Sylvester Stallone decides to come see him, right?
Yeah.
And there's something with the mom or something. The mom's in the hospital.
Yeah, she's sick. She's sick with really bad acting. She's like the worst actress.
I know. So, like, she's always like laying in bed when she's on the. So basically, she's getting this really serious. Like, everything about this movie, it's this bad movie. Everything's super vague, right? Like, it's literally
that's
like
exactly right.
like literally, it's like, well, you know, your mom's getting a heart operation. You know, and it's like, yeah, I'm worried about it. I hope she's all right in the operation. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, what is this? What's wrong with her? And Sylvester Stallone's like, okay, let's go there. But we're going to drive in this weird truck.
Yeah.
I can do it myself.
What do you think?
He says, can I ask you a question about 15 different fucking times? It's like, how lazy is this writing? Yeah.
The kid?
Yes. In consecutive scenes.
He says, can I ask you a question?
Question, sir.
Oh, here it is. Here, that was the first one. Here. And the kid clearly hates him.
Can I ask you a question, sir?
Sure.
How did you get all these pictures of me?
Well, your mother sent them to me.
Why?
Well, I've been writing to her for a long time, and I asked her for some pictures so I could see how you're growing up. Looks good.
Why did you tape up all these weird pictures of me? I mean, I understand he's into the kid, but have you ever seen anything? There's like framed pictures behind him on the, like, it looks insane, right? Like, usually if someone does that, they have like
one picture.
This literally looks like insane.
It's a horrible way of showing that he just ran out on his kid, but he still cares. It shows he still cares because he duct taped the pictures.
Like, that's supposed to be like get the kid completely on board again immediately. Like,
yeah,
you know, man, I don't know. You left me when I was 1 year old. Yeah, wait a minute. You taped up a picture? All right, that's it. Okay, so then the kid tries to run out or something because he hates him so much.
Yeah,
I never got a single birthday card or a letter or anything.
What are you saying, Mike?
I'm saying I never heard from you.
Mike, I've written to you 100 times. Birthdays all the time. What do you mean I never?
Well, you must have sent them to the wrong address, because I never got anything.
So anyway, all right. So, did I already ask you? So what do you think? I think the main problem with this movie is this kid. I think
this,
like,
kid sucks. He sucks.
Don't you fucking hate? Like, I'm like, who would ever, you know, it's supposed to be like, oh, please like it. But it's like, why would you ever want to be around this kid? Like, I'm kind of on Sylvester Stallone's side at the beginning of this movie.
He's horrible.
He's like, can I ask you a question? Why did you leave me? He's like, I don't know. I'm sorry. Have you met you? Like, you're the worst fucking kid. I think that's the problem. They didn't cast a kid that was likable. You know what I mean?
Right.
All right, so he hates him, right?
Yeah. And then,
okay, let's go over some of the big scenes that you thought were funny.
Well, the first scene is this one when they stop at a Greasy Spoon diner because they got good steaks, and then some guy just walks up to him and says, "Let's arm wrestle." It's like
he goes, he's like, oh, you want to go get a steak? I know this really great place. And the kid's just like, you idiot. Why would you eat that? Like, he's so shitty about everything.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, why would you? Yeah. He's like, and then they go in and it's like this bar, the shit bar full of like rednecks and truck drivers. And it's like, this is the place that has like the best steaks that you've ever had in your life.
I never did like the zoo service.
So then the kid's such a pussy or something, and I guess he's so well bred and spoiled that he orders like this weird
tuna salad on a rye.
These fats have been linked to heart disease and some cancer.
So what would you like?
Tuna salad, whole wheat toast, and spring water with lemon, please.
Okay.
Double that.
So she says, okay, like they have that there.
Yeah.
Tuna salad on toast and spring water with a lemon. And she's just like, yeah, all right. Like, anyone? Okay. So then this weird guy comes up.
He's just angry.
Yeah, they're just like, they start harassing him at the bar, Sylvester Stallone, and he seems like really annoyed and like he doesn't want to get involved. But it's like, clearly, you've been to this place before. You know it's just full of insane arm wrestlers.
You hawk? I said, are you hawk?
What can I do for you?
I'm the smasher.
Smasher? Smasher? Oh, I thought it was Blaster. He's Smasher.
No, there's another guy named Blaster. Yeah. That was my nickname in high school, the Smasher. Just give all the checks. Anyway, so that's a bad sign when a guy walks up and just says, I'm the smasher.
Yeah. Well, this is clearly right when American Gladiators was big.
Oh, right. If you were in a bar and some huge guy walked up to you and said, hey, what's up, man? Are you? I'm the smasher. Like, what would you say? You'd be like, yeah, okay.
Okay. That's like, cool, man. That's
what
cool.
Is that? Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't like be like, oh, let's fight.
And all I've been hearing on the road lately is this hawk is a man to beat.
Can't believe it.
That's all you've been hearing on the road.
Oh, he's got an arm wrestling t-shirt on.
So this movie's about arm wrestling. So what, do you ever remember arm wrestling being a thing outside of just two kids on like a table?
No. And that's what I forgot. I wanted to look up arm wrestling competition and see what there was.
Because, there seems to be this huge community of people who's just really into arm wrestling. Like at this bar, there's like 60 people watching, thinking it's like putting up all this money. Like, how many people do you think are there right now?
200.
They're in this like shit bar in the middle of nowhere, and there's like 150 people there.
Yeah, and he says, I want to arm wrestle you. And then everyone just runs into the room and all gathers around.
Oh, and then this guy's like,
what are you doing with that guy?
He's my father.
Too bad.
Why do they all hate him so much? Why?
It's everyone. Everyone
why?
Hates
yeah,
him.
Everything. Like, too, like, I understand you hate, you know, you want to beat him in arm wrestling, but like, why is he so mad that he's, okay, so this happened. He beats the smasher guy. And then they say, see you in Vegas. Oh, here's the part with the mom. She's really bad. All right. Here, let's.
You have to give it time, Michael. You have to be patient. I know how you feel, but you must do it. It's important.
I know you want me to do it, but I don't even know him.
I want you to try. It's important to me.
Do you think this kid's a bad actor?
Yeah, I think it's horrible. I think
Michael,
everyone's
so much more to life than what you've seen, honey.
Why do you think
he left you?
Do Do you think this is a movie like Stallone just did, was just phone? Oddly, I'm saying phoning it in, but I guess it was like he was already so huge, he just was doing awful movies. Like, what do you think they thought of this movie? Like, do you think that they were like, I can't, this is so bad?
Or that's what I think. I think he thought it was good. I think he didn't have to co-write anything after Rocky. He just could be a star.
Right.
And I think he still wanted to be a part of it. And he thought that this is like a great story to tell. I think he thought it was great.
Wait, so this is the scene I want to talk. Yeah, you're probably right. I think you're right. So this is the way they're driving. It's like pitch black dark on the highway. Don't you think this part's kind of weird? He just pulls the truck over literally on like a cliff at like pitch black dark.
Why'd you stop?
I think we all need a rest.
I don't see a hotel.
This almost seems like a scene out of like a child abuse, you know, Lifetime movie. It just seems creepy the way this adult is just stopping in the middle of the night and like a trend. The kid's like, well, what are we doing? Are we going to go to the hotel? And he's just like, no.
Like I thought, we'd stay in the truck tonight. A lot of truckers do it.
So he said, we're not going to a hotel. I thought we'd stay in the truck. Do you think that's...
Yeah, and I thought they'd get into the cab, like in the back, and there's like a cool setup.
Yeah.
Like a bed or something.
Yeah, and they just...
Or like a blanket or a pillow. Yeah. And then they just sit straight up, and they're like, okay, good night.
Yeah. They're like, all right. And so the thing I love is that the kid is like immediately okay with it.
I can do it.
Yeah.
He says, if you can do it, I can do it. Do you remember literally like 10 minutes ago, he was just like, this truck is disgusting. You're such a loser. I fucking hate you. You make me sick. You know, now he's just like, hey, Mike, I thought we'd just sleep in this truck on our seat.
Sleeps sitting straight up.
I thought we'd sleep sitting up, you know, all night in the middle of nowhere.
Good night, Mike.
If you want to sleep on my shoulder, you can. And then they cut the next morning, and Sylvester Stallone sleeping on his shoulder because it shows that he needs him. And like, no one sleeps like that. It was so uncomfortable.
By the way, if your neck gets sore tonight, you can use my shoulder for a pillow.
Thanks anyway,
that's really fucking weird.
I think I can manage.
Thanks, that's the weirdest thing anyone's ever said to me, but okay.
Positive. Yeah, if I can make it more uncomfortable, then yeah, that I'll do that.
If anyone ever said to me, like, if you get uncomfortable, you can use my shoulder as a pillow, I'd be like, yeah, I'm fucking out of here. I don't know what, why would I use, you can use my bones as a pillow. So.
And this is the best. When they come the next morning, look at he's sleeping on his kid's shoulder. And it's like, no one sleeps like that.
It's just showing that he needs him. Is that what it
is? Yeah, they need each other.
And then they both start doing like jumping jacks or something in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And my favorite is they're pulling on the front.
Yeah, what is that move?
They're doing
some weird...
That doesn't do anything.
No, I was like, look at that. They're doing, what is that workout? Like literally they're just like, okay, do something else. Like, we need something else for the montage. Right.
Well, and that's what is great, because he hated him, and all of a sudden he loves him.
He's doing like truck crunches.
Yeah. And they have the montage. I don't know what that is either. I don't know what they're doing there.
That looks like some Karate Kid shit. But this is like, yeah, man. So this is how you get your right arm really fucking jacked. And I remember being like, wait, but Sylvester Stallone works out. He must, like, on the set, he wasn't like, that's not like an exercise that would look at all normal.
No, it's like no one cares. And then,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I love that he's got his arm thing right there to use.
Oh,
and like this is the best.
Oh, where he's like, hey, you think I'm stupid? Doesn't he say something like, you're so dumb?
Like, since you think it takes no brains at all, I have to be stupid and abnormal to drive a truck like this, I'll tell you what, why don't you just come on over into my seat and let's see if you can.
hey, you know what? You think you're so smart? I have an idea. Why don't you murder us? Lee's like, you know what? I'm going to show you. I'm going to make you drive this huge truck that could just like completely get out of control immediately and like kill multiple people on the road. Like, this is him proving his point to his like 10-year-old son. Like,
yeah. And there's no way his feet could reach the clutch or anything. This, and that's why I'm like, I love that this leads into that other scene where he's speeding down the highway in a pickup truck. Like, he somehow knows how to get to the airport. And
it's so later they make it so he's just driving. But look how complicated this is. But he learns how to drive it in like 5 seconds. Like, he learns how to drive a stick, literally.
Push it.
Magic, huh? Well, Mr. Doombuggy, ready to drive? Mm-hmm. Okay. Push the clutch, you know?
All I kept thinking was, if he starts to get out of control, what's he going to do? You know what I mean?
Right.
No, because I kept being like, is he going to be able to, like, stop the truck, like, and, like, jump over? Because this, I mean, seriously, isn't this the most dangerous idea you've ever fucking heard of?
Yeah, this is really, really bad. Like, there's no way he can reach the pedals. I don't understand how they...
He's even... His acting's so bad, you could tell he's not even hitting the pedal. Like, the pedals aren't even... Like, his pedal acting is, like, shitty. Like, I don't even believe he's, like, touching a pedal. Because he just keeps bouncing up and down or something. And then he knows how to drive after, like, a minute, right?
Yeah. Oh, I love this scene. Because this is when he just pimps his kid off to get in a fight with a bigger kid. Yeah, he's arm wrestling.
Literally starting fights with crazy kids. And like, he's literally instigating fights with crazy kids at truck stop diners for his 10-year-old son. He doesn't even tell him, right? He doesn't even warn him, right? That's what's kind of...
No, yeah, it's just...
There we go.
Like, I guess he thinks he's doing him a favor by getting his son involved. Like, doesn't this kid look crazy?
Yeah, he just looks... I'm scared of him right now. Like, he's actually the best actor in this
movie. He is. He's really good. He's scary. Like,
he looks...
Why?
Well, I got a kid here that I think could beat any one of you guys, say, 2 out of 3 times.
He's a practical joker, sorry.
He's just a shy kid. As a matter of fact, I'm so sure I'm willing to put money on it.
Kid, if I couldn't beat you, I'd kill myself. This is getting too intense.
He makes him arm wrestle him. Yeah, that seemed a little inappropriate, right? Didn't it? Like,
yeah. And so I guess that's him teaching him life lessons.
But it's like, he's surprised he's not winning. The kid's never arm wrestled in his life. You literally just like sprung it on him and you're just like, I don't understand. So then the kid's, he loses once and he's really
mad. It was embarrassing me. Well, you did it, okay? Grandfather always said you were a loser. Now you're trying to make me one and I hate you for it.
Yeah, what a, this is when I was like, this kid sucks again. Like, it'd be so funny if the kid turned back around and his message was just gone. Yes. He just got to Professor Sloan's like, that's what it would have been if it was me in the movie. Like, I'm fucking out of here. Like, good luck with those kids in the diner.
So, yeah, that's exactly what you want. That's what you want for this kid.
So, like, for him to just be beaten to death by, like, a gang. That would have been the happy ending if in this scene he had just been beaten to death and that was the end of the movie. I would have been like, wow, 4 stars. All right, so, like, this is the excuse what Sylvester Stallone gives him as the pep talk.
Mike, I don't care what your grandfather thinks about me, okay? All I care about is you. Now, you lost back there because you beat yourself. You let yourself get beat.
No, he lost because the kid's like 2 years older than him and bigger and stronger.
It's like, you lost because you beat yourself. And it's like, what are you talking about? Like, I've never
trained for this.
I've never once practiced. Like, it's like, you know why you lost that thing that I've never showed you how to do and you've never done in your life. And you're literally the biggest pussy ever. I challenged you against a kid 3 years older than you. It's because you didn't believe in yourself.
So. You're a special kid. You're my boy. Do you understand? But you're also a spoiled, rich brat who's always had everything done for him.
He goes, and he beats him 2 out of 3.
This kid,
which is weird.
Because his father yells at him.
You beat him twice as strong as
this time. Smash him, Richie.
This is gonna hurt, wimp. What do you think of that?
I think your breath stinks.
Go! Come on, Mike. Come on. That's good, Mike. Come on, Mike. Come on. Hold him. Drop the weight. Hold up, Mike. Come on. Get up, Mike.
My favorite thing, too, is everyone rooting each other on when they're arm wrestling. Come on, pull.
I know. I know. What can you say? Like, they always are. First of all, like the amount of people that are like so fucking like stirred up by arm wrestling in this movie is like, I don't think I've ever.
It's like UFC for the 80s. It was like, go to the Ultimate Fighting Championship.
I don't think I've ever watched an arm wrestle someone arm wrestle ever in my life more than like 4 seconds. Like if I ever saw anyone do it, I would just like be like, oh, what are they doing? And then just immediately walk away. I've never seen people arm wrestling, and then there's just tons of people cheering them on. So, but later on when they go to the tournament, there's like literally like 1,000 fans in the stands.
Yeah, there's cameras and there's play-by-play commentator,
and they're screaming the entire time. Did you notice that? Like, not even at like points of the arm wrestling match.
This is another part. Kid yells at him for making him. He's like, it's your fault that I couldn't be there when mom died because I was in your stupid truck.
I thought that was pretty crazy. That the guy died. The woman died. The mother. Yeah. That was a pretty serious.
That was how it feels.
And what a shitty fucking nurse. Like, she couldn't be any more like obvious for like it's bad news. Like,
excuse me.
She's like, hi, I'm here to see so and so. She's like, who are you? Like, kind of basically clearly being like, yeah, no, she's dead.
What room? This is Christina Hawk, is in place.
She has no nurse for her.
Heart surgery. She'd probably be in a private room.
Oh, heart surgery.
What was she in for? Heart surgery? Look under H. It could probably be in there. A heart surgery.
Can I ask who you are?
I'm her husband.
Possibly.
He's not her husband.
I had to talk to one of the doctors on the case.
Well, what's wrong?
Excuse me.
I'm going to make the doctor tell you. That's a kind of shitty, like a shitty move. Like, she doesn't want to be the one to break the news. Okay. So yeah. Then, I'm going to get someone else to tell you. So, yeah, he runs out and starts yelling at him. I mean,
and then he's like, oh, cab, taxi. And he's like, you're going to jump into a taxi.
How did the mother die? She hung herself when she saw the kid pulling up in the car.
You would have never come to pick me up. I would have seen her. I wouldn't be running around in that truck.
You've been making me sleep in a fucking truck. Well, I could have been. Yeah, that's the other thing. It's like your mom's on her deathbed. It's just like, yeah, why don't you drive in a truck for like 5 days? Like
get to know each other. It'll be good. That's what she said.
But let him be with his mom. His mom's like,
we commend her soul.
It was her idea.
Yeah. But I guess
I love this. This is a great move from the 80s. When you interrupt the funeral ceremony to put flowers on the, there's always an outdoor ceremony. Yeah, and then he just interrupts.
He's like, because he wasn't invited, so he just makes a scene. And he's still wearing his like shitty outfit. He's like, he only has like, have you noticed that like everyone else has a nice suit? He always has like a shit shirt with like a, like, I know you're poor, but like, you can't afford like a $40 white shirt. Like, no, only the shitty one. I went into the store and I said, give me the cheapest piece of shit you have. Like, he doesn't have any money. And then he cries too much, this kid. He looks weird when he cries. Like, he cries in a way that you don't feel bad for him. So he tries to go see the kid the next day. Did you think this is funny? So this kid's mom died yesterday. Yesterday.
Yeah. Right.
So Sylvester Stallone decides to drive his truck into the kid's house. It's like, this kid's mom that's just right. died. Like, you like, leave him alone. Give him like a couple of days before you drive. He drives his truck into the kid's house.
That's what it says in the plot breakdown. The mom just died, so Sylvester Stallone decided to drive his truck into the grandfather's house. That's I'm like, what did you think was going to happen? Like, what were you trying to?
Well, also, what does he think? He's not going to like get arrested. I mean, this guy's like really rich. I mean, it's just like. So, I mean, I guess he wants the kid. He thinks that's going to get the kid. But, oh, he won't let him be with the kid. I don't know why everyone wants this fucking kid, but all right. Okay, is this – and do you remember in this scene – so did you hear the song in the movie, Meet Me Halfway?
Yeah.
And do you remember, like, this
– I mean, if I went with you, where would we go? Where would we end up?
Together is all I can guarantee.
Did you hear what he said?
Together.
Yeah, but it's like, that's your fucking pitch? Like, it's like, so there's this one guy who has a fucking mansion and he's a billionaire and everything. So what about you? What do you have? Like, he's like,
you want to sleep sitting upright in my truck on my bone?
We'll be together. And it's just like, yeah, is this really even fucking like, how hard a choice is this? And I'm not even kidding. Like, if you were anyone, a kid, no matter who it was.
Yeah.
Like, it's like,
and he's driving across the country in a truck. I'm like, I'm not doing that. There's no way.
Also, this guy's sense. In jail.
Yeah. You're still behind bars. How are we supposed to hang out?
All right. So do you have a bed for me in the jail? It's like, yeah, no, I think I'm going to go with the guy not in jail. I think that's... the best direction for me. It's just even Sylvester Stallone. It's like how fucking selfish are you gonna, like, your kid could be with a billionaire.
Like, I'm just a father who messed up pretty bad. I know that.
You're right, and they never explain what he did.
No, he just made a mistake and he left.
So like. He says here, I don't know where it is. He keeps going. It's a thing they do throughout the movie where he goes, the world never meets you halfway. Do you remember when he says that over and over? No. You don't remember? And he says it a lot.
No, but what band is that? Because, oh, that's where he finds all the letters.
I think it's like Kenny Loggins. Oh, so the kid finds the letters and sees that the grandfather wasn't letting him.
I do. I honestly think you get all these horrible songs and just start playing them at a jukebox, like at a bar.
Right.
How would people not notice? Be like, what is going on?
I don't think you could find them on a jukebox.
I think you can do deep cuts now, and you do it from your phone. Yeah.
Wow.
So, and I love these girls. Yeah.
They keep cutting to like the same shot of their asses. Like, you can tell they're like, yeah, just cut to those hot chicks. So this is the big tournament in Vegas, and literally there's like 1,000 people there. And do you notice how they're screaming the entire time?
Yeah, they're all like, got a lot of aggressive personalities, and they kind of psych themselves up, but the little yelling and screaming at each other and kind of just
Well, and also there was so he has to sell his truck, right? Before this, doesn't he sell his truck to someone?
Yes, he's what are the odds that he is to win, and he's 20-1, and he says, I'll bet on Hawk. And so he bets on himself to win.
Oh yeah, the guy at the, when he's betting, he's like, what are the odds on Hawk? And they're like, 21. Yeah, the thing you just said. I'm trying to find, so this is the tournament, and I'm trying to find the thing you said where they keep saying the rules.
There's testimonials. You'll see it. That's what. Oh, we missed the part where the kid's driving the truck.
Yeah, here it is right here. So he steals the car. After he finds the letters, he decides to drive to Vegas.
Yeah, here he goes. This is where he steals the truck.
Yeah, he looks really, I don't know why he'd be able to, he knows how to drive now because of the other one. There's those chick's asses again.
He knows where to go.
He just goes to the airport. Oh, they're leaving Bel Air. And he has this really weird trip there. Like, doesn't it get really weird? Like, he gets on a plane and these guys keep almost catching him, right?
Yeah, like,
and then he has to jump out of the plane in another.
This has got to be the first scene ever where he throw the keys to the guy, and because the guy's like, "You can't park here," and he throws the keys like, "You can take it." And the guy's like, "You can what?" Like, I think that's the first
that time that's been done.
Yeah,
did that become like a trope in movies?
Yes, yes, it did.
Yeah, that thing where it's like, "Hey, here's a car." Someone just threw keys to you and said, "You can have my car." What would your reaction be?
I'd be like, "What? No, get back here!"
Would you take the car? No.
Yeah, I'd be like, "Okay, cool. I quit my job. I'm leaving."
You quit your job because you have a car? Guys, I'm out of here. I don't need a job anymore. I have a car. Is that what you think? Like making it is like. You hear about Steve? Much. What? Oh, he got a car. Oh, got man. A
truck.
Oh, the truck. Yeah. So this guy's. So, but then he has to go into the baggage handling, right? Doesn't he?
Yeah. Like he goes to the airport. Oh, that's the best part right there.
Which one?
Go back a little bit.
So the big prize in this is a truck, right? But the truck looks exactly like the truck he just had.
Yeah.
Yes. Doesn't it? So why does he need – he sold the truck to get into the contest so he can win,
so he can win another truck. Yeah.
So he can win the truck that looks exactly like the truck he just sold. I mean, I literally thought – I was almost like, I'm missing something. Like,
this is a fire plug, and I'm going to light him up.
I love how they're acting so, like, you know, over the top. Like, they're yeah. so aggressive and, like, crazy. It's like they're so the Canadian jacked up about
champion, it. 2 years running, Carl Adams.
I should be able to blow them away real easy. There's a lot more technique involved, and you can't beat experience.
Yeah, how is he going to beat these guys? They're huge.
And the newcomer from the Truckers Division.
Listen to
his
manager.
Tell you the truth, the truck is the most important thing for me. I don't really, it doesn't matter if I become the champion or anything. That's not the most important. I need this truck.
Lincoln Hawk!
You can't that's even talk, a really what? That's a really inspiring speech.
Yeah, he's like, I don't even care if I win the competition. I just need the truck. Well, you have to win the competition in order to get the truck. So yeah, you do.
No, like, I don't care if I win. It's like, but those are the rules for getting the truck. Like, you actually should care. That's exactly what I thought when I watched it. It's like, but you should be more focused on winning the championship.
And he's so indifferent. Like, he's imagine, so like, I don't care. But like, he but doesn't I mean, care. Like,
what imagine if they is caring gonna make him look like an asshole? Like, why did they do that? Like, if you saw like before the Super Bowl, if they were like interviewing Tom Brady, he's like, yeah, I just want to get like the trophy and the watch. I don't even care about winning or being good at this.
Elimination tournament, two losses and you're out of the competition.
Tell us,
are we ready to go? All right, gentlemen, let's start the competition. Good luck to all of you.
So this is in Vegas, right? What do you think? It's yeah. funny that there's like 1,000 people in Vegas who this is what they've chosen to do in Vegas. Like, well, wait, go ahead.
I don't understand what happened there. He doesn't like the feel of the guy with the cigar that he just ate his own cigar. And like, he backs off, and a lot of pacing back and forth because he's gotta get his mind straight to arm wrestle.
Well, they keep saying like, oh, they're trying to psych them each other out.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, you're right.
Okay, here it is. This is one of the thing where they keep over explaining the rules. Like, I say they say this like I'd say at least 10 times. Like, it became literally like I was like, did they just say, they keep saying they want to make it clear that you can lose, but like not
you have to lose twice.
Right.
That so means like you can lose once. And you're still in the competition. But if you lose twice,
but they then do you're it. Out. They say it like 5 times. So they're like, yeah. We need to make it clear.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're continuing with our semifinal series of matches.
You're mine.
Remember, this is a double elimination tournament. Any competitor who loses twice out of the 8 who are on these 4 tables.
I'm going through you like gas through a funnel.
Oh, so this guy is, before the match, is drinking motor oil?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that like kill you?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. That would kill you.
So what is that supposed to mean? He's just so tough that like he can drink. I mean, I guess obviously, but that's insane. I mean, you can't just be tough and like not die from drinking gasoline.
No, that would just it would just make you sick. That's how I'm like, this is so. I mean,
over the top.
Why did they choose motor oil?
I don't know. Like it could have been something normal,
like
right?
A beer, like a chug of beer or something right. Like it.
Why did it have to be like?
He would be puked. Like he can't.
The most unrealistic thing that like it's like, hey man, before I arm wrestle you, I'm gonna drink this poison because I've never heard of that ever happening in the world. Like no one's ever done that as like a display of how tough they are. So. I just think it's funny. There's like 2,000 people there. Like, imagine if you went away to Vegas and you saw people and they're like, so what? You were in Vegas. What'd you do? Like, oh, I went to this arm wrestling competition. Oh, what was that? Like on the street or something? Or like, no, it was like $100.
No, we paid $50.
No, you had to pay. And like, there was like a lot of people there. We were in the back. We were in like the 50th row, and yeah, you couldn't really see it, but oh, really? Yeah, everyone was cheering the entire time. Just even, yeah.
The product placement here is great. There's Soloflex. There's Alka-Seltzer is one. The guy's wearing an Alka-Seltzer tank top, and then the guy that drank the motor oil is drinking Alka-Seltzer after that.
Yeah, it's like weird sponsors, right? Like,
yeah.
Do you know another one of the big ones that I noticed? Did you? Oh, also,
look at that.
So he's taking like a break, and he just puts on this like almost like it looks like a girl shirt that's too small for him. It just says New York.
Noticed that.
What?
It looks like Flashdance. It looks like a Flashdance sweatshirt.
It does. It's like it just says New York. Like, what do you mean? Why do you just have a shirt that says New York on it? Like, I got this. Yeah, man, I picked this up when I was in New York. It's just totally like it's supposed to be like but it looks like a girl's shirt.
Yeah, it really does. It looks, yeah, it's cut too. Like, so it's like if he stands up, it's going to be at his midriff.
Like they had to put work into this. Like he had to approve. Like the neck hole. like, no, it has to be more. You have to see more of my chest in this scene where I'm, my son is deciding he wants to be with me. Like, what is he trying to do? Like, turn on his kid? Like, yeah, no, in the scene where I'm with the kid, yeah, I need to be oiled up. And like, imagine like if Meryl Streep did that. Like, it's like, oh, yeah, before I do the biggest scene of the movie, the most heart-wrenching scene, yeah, can you just oil me up?
So yeah, he's oiled up throughout the whole thing.
So wait, what does this kid tell him here?
He says, you were trying to – that whole speech you gave me about beating myself, you were talking about you. That's what you're talking to. He's in his own stupid
speech. Good, Mike. He's real good.
All that talk about never giving up was all lies. You never believed it yourself. And what you said to me, remember? Now is the time to do for yourself. There will be nobody halfway. If you want it, you got to take it.
This is like this is the advice he'd been giving him.
Yeah.
Goes, first of all, he gives like 9 things of advice. Like, this is the advice he'd been telling me. You said never give up. And then you said you have to do it now for you. And he goes,
yeah. When did he ever say that? He didn't.
I don't think he did ever say that.
No, he'd never said that.
You weren't.
Yeah, he's just kind of like, is he improvising like advice that he had given up? He's like, maybe they like cut things out or something. I just want to hear it again because he's like, I want to hear the things he says because it's like, it's also most generic advice. Remember you told me like, don't give up and try?
I don't believe this. All that talk about never giving up was all lies. You never believed it yourself. And what you said to me, remember? Now is the time to do for yourself. There will be nobody halfway. If you want it, you got to take it.
Now is the time to do for yourself. If you want it, you got to take it. Do you remember those? I don't remember him saying that.
No, never, never.
Was he like telling him like about some date rape thing or something? That sounds like date rapey advice. Now you got to take it. You know, it's like, wait a minute, what? This is very 80s. All right, this is the last thing I want to say. So like not the last, but about this is like, So he kept saying, you remember that you said the world meets no one halfway. The name of the main theme song is Meet Me Halfway. Does that make sense? Like, I think those are like opposing ideas.
Yeah, they're, yeah, they contradict each other for
like, I was saying, it's kind of like, you know, in like Jerry Maguire, you know, how the whole movie's like, show me the money. It would be like if the main song of the movie was like, hide the money, because it's like the complete opposite of like what they're saying in the movie, you know, don't ever show anyone the money. So here's the last big thing.
He's going down! Like a Schindler!
Come on, Dad!
He's coming down! This match is unbelievable!
Yeah, listen to the kid, too. He says,
Are you literally saying that the pull. Advice that they yell at them? Come on, pull! Oh, pull, thanks. Thanks a lot. I was pushing the whole time. Actually, that is wrong. That's not even the right advice. Pull, that's like, that would be going the other way, isn't it? Like, this kid doesn't know anything about, he's like giving him like, yeah. That is funny, I noticed. Like, how much advice can you give? Could you even have an arm wrestling coach?
Oh, but wait, there's, and there, also that thing, there's a girl right next to the kid, and she, tell me what she's doing. Is she a stenographer, or is she doing a sketch? She's doing something, like play-by-play, writing down, hold on, you'll see, there's a black chick.
Arm wrestling.
Right here, behind
him.
Oh,
yeah, behind him.
What's she doing?
She's from the New York Times.
Like, yeah, she's a news reporter, and she's writing down the back and forth of this.
This is right, yeah. She's doing a story about the arm wrestling championships. Let's see. I want to see her again.
Yeah, they show her more than once.
Yeah, but I think this. Yeah, is that her?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is she doing? She's just writing and not even like looking. Like, that's how bad this direction is. Just like, literally the guy was like, all right, just get her. Just like have her have like, someone has to be there. Like, just be writing or something.
Don't look at the pad while you're writing though. Just writing.
Just like writing. Like, what am I writing? I don't know. You're just like taking note. You're a newspaper reporter. Like, what could she possibly need to be remembering and writing down? And then he pulled. And then he beat the guy by pushing. And then this is another thing that pisses me off. He wins and the kid just runs over and grabs the trophy and he holds it up. And it's like, what are you fucking doing with the trophy?
Shit.
I'd be so pissed if I was, I'd be like, dude, give me that shit. Like, why does he get it? But don't they do, like, he just kind of swoops in and fucking like.
Yeah. Yeah. He's holding it like it's his own.
It's like, you did nothing. You were a dick the whole fucking movie to this guy. Now you love, it's just such a typical thing. It's like, now everyone loves you when you're fucking doing well. And even though I guess he already had made the decision to stay with him. So then I guess they're going to be together because he won the tournament.
And he hugs him in a really weird rapey way too. You're right.
I know.
Look at that. Closing his eyes.
And the kid looks kind of gay. Like, he kind of looks like a gay. This is totally, you could use this image to like cancel Sylvester Stallone right now. Like, have you seen that picture of Sylvester Stallone molesting that kid in the 80s? Yeah, that's pretty creepy. So now he's, first of all, he already signed papers over that to give him custody, but I guess.
Hawk and Son.
What do you think of that?
Doesn't this truck, this is a truck he went, doesn't this just look like the other truck? It's kind of like if you joined some contest where they were paying like $500. And you needed, it was like a $500 ticket to get there, you know, and you were like, you got there and you were like, oh, I really need that $500, you know, for the I'm really desperately needed. It's like, well, you just shouldn't have like come to the thing, right?
Yeah, you're right. That's the exact same truck.
Yeah. Does it look any fucking different? I also love how they put the title at the end of the movie. Like, and like, do is that really the good place to put the title? Like, imagine like if someone is someone going to see that at the end and be like, "Oh shit! This whole time I thought I was watching Apocalypse Now." It's almost like they're tricking you into seeing the movie by not putting the title.
It's like that's how dumb that when they keep repeating like the rules of the competition, they like they have no bounds about how dumb they think the audience is that they have to put the title at the end.
Yeah, like this was the movie you saw. Remember? Remember what movie this was? Yeah, it was Over the Top. Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot what the movie was.
How many times can they lose in the match? Say that one more time. What were the rules?
So the rule, yeah, that was so funny. Because like in The Karate Kid, they didn't really explain the rules, right?
No.
In the tournament. So right. You just kind of had to like piece together. I've watched The Karate Kid, the ending, the original, and been like, I don't know what's going on. Like, I don't know why he's not losing, but you kind of figure it out, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they don't. Yeah,
they don't tell you, which is like that's like a better way to do it because it seems more real. It seems more like why would they be announcing the rules? And so this guy just was like, just keep saying. I just love literally one point he goes, and just remember. So what that means is you can lose once, but you can still be in it. You know, and it's like, that's why Sylvester Stallone just lost, and he's still going to be in the movie. Like, he didn't lose the thing. All right, so did you enjoy that movie?
I really did. I loved it. I was like, this is really fucking – I mean, it took the stupidity level of the 80s movies to a whole other – I thought – I've seen, like, all of them, but this one was – I was refreshed. It was good. I loved how stupid it was.
Okay, can you – all right, so I'm going to do some trivia real quick and see if you all right, first of all, what year did this movie come out?
89.
No,
92.
Huh? 92. No, I don't know why that I think that, but like, no, this is right in the middle of like bad 80s. This was like the end of making movies that were this bad and you could kind of get away with it. Do you have any idea how much what the budget was for this movie?
30 million.
What do you think it made? You think this was 30 million? That's a lot of money.
I know, but right? It was like, it's a big time production. Even though there's no special effects and stuff, I still thought it would be expensive.
Isn't this weird that this was like a really expensive movie? Like,
what? Yeah, for what? For his salary or what was it for?
I don't know. Do you remember that era where like movies were so like any movie was just expensive, not like Marvel. It was like just a movie that was like bad movies were like expensive.
Yeah. How much was it?
The budget was 25 million. And it says the gross was 16 million. So, I mean, it was a huge bomb, I guess.
Wow.
That's bad, right? I think this really kind of like hurt him. This was, I mean, this kind of quickly became in the zeitgeist known as like a shit movie, right?
Right.
Can you name the actor, the kid?
No, I looked him up. I'm like, what else has he been in? Because I thought he was like a kid actor, but he's done nothing, right?
You thought he was a kid actor? Yeah, he is a kid actor. Do you think he just else. He was just stumped? That was like a he was playing himself.
He's like a Ricky Schroeder.
What was his name? You know what? I don't see him in the credits.
I looked him up, and like he.
Oh no!
Like,
this is him, David Mendenhall. He was in I'm gonna look. He was in a lot of things. Like, what do you think? So, like. You know, this must have been a big break for him. And like, do you think it just ruined? I think like, do you think Hollywood just saw him and was like, this kid's really bad. And like, he's nothing. Like, this is a performance that looks very much like people were like, this kid has nothing. Like, just absolutely nothing. He will not ever go on from this. That must suck. Like if that happened to you, wouldn't you think your life was like set, right?
Yeah. Yeah, like, but But then if the movie does well, then they are pretty much, even if they're bad, they're still set because they get cast in other stuff.
No, I don't, but I don't think it did. I don't think he was in anything. This is, can you name 7 Sylvester Stallone movies?
Yeah, Judge Dredd.
Why that one first? Just came to your head.
Yeah, Over the Top.
really? That one?
Tango and Cash.
That was the second one?
Tango and Cash, Rocky.
That one. There was a couple of sequels to that.
Yeah.
You don't have then, to, don't use, you can't use that franchise anymore.
Tango and Cash, the Expendables.
Yeah. There's something about a snake.
Oh, Cobra.
Yeah, did you ever see that?
No, I was going to say we need to do that one.
We should do that one. That's a really good one. That's around the same time as this. I think it was right before this, and it's like, it's better than this because it's just bad, but it's like super violent bad. Like, he's just like shooting everyone, and he's such a badass.
Yeah, do you remember his line in that?
Crime is a disease.
No.
And I'm the cure. What?
You're the disease, and I'm the cure.
That's what I just said.
You said crime?
No, that was in the tagline of the poster. You're the disease, and I'm the cure. Yeah, he has like a lot. What a stupid thing to say to someone.
I know. It's supposed to be like really cool. And
Oh, man. Like that really, like, I'm sure that really like dispirited the guy. The serial killer who's about to murder. Like, oh, man, come on. There's another line. He has a bunch of funny lines. Like, at the beginning, they're in, like, a supermarket, and some guy's killing everyone. And you know, Sylvester Stallone goes in, and the guy's like, I'm going to blow this store up. And he goes, I don't care. I don't shop here.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Like, that's a big thing he has to say back to the guy, his big comeback.
I can't think of any other movie he's in.
That's funny. What about you didn't say any First Blood movies.
Oh, Rambo. Wow.
And then he was in one with Dolly Parton.
Best Little House in Texas?
No. Rhinestone.
Oh, Rhinestone.
You know, I saw Sylvester Stallone once in person at the Oscars.
Yeah, did you say hi? Let me guess. Was he like 5'2"?
He was really short. I remember like I was like 10 or 11, and I remember being like, wow, he's so fucking short.
I love that. Everyone says that to me. Everyone's like, oh, that, whatever actor's so short. He's like a midget. He's like 5'7". I'm like, I'm 5'7". I'm 5'7". I'm a midget. Okay.
Yeah. I guess it's just because it's so striking because you like, you see them in these huge, like,
screens. Yeah, these action roles. Yeah.
But it's like, I mean, I get it, but like, did you think he was going to be like 30 feet tall?
No. Well, like, that's the thing.
Have you ever seen an actor person be like, you know what? He's actually looks the same as he does. He's 30 feet tall.
But that's the thing. They go the opposite. And they always say, he's so short. No, he's literally, he's like a midget. He's like 4 foot. They always go they exaggerate how short they are.
Oh, right. I think that's weird, though, that these, you know, why are some of these actors so short and they're able to, like, not be, you know what I mean? Like, how do they come off so larger than life? I've always thought about that because, like Michael J. Fox is really short. He's like 5'4", but he always looked like he didn't look short in movies.
Yeah, well, they always cast next to people, or they put him up on a box, like they're talking to a taller chick, like a milk crate.
But I almost feel like being shorter in movies and stuff sometimes is like better or something. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. Like,
no. No,
I almost feel like shorter people look better sometimes on screen. I don't know why.
I don't know. It just reminds me of whatever I hear people who are tall and they say, you have no idea how lucky you are to be short. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
People say that? People say you're short a lot?
No, but they're like, they bitch about being tall. Like, I can't fly. It sucks to fly, or I'm in a car. And like, I'm like, oh, that really must suck to be tall.
They say they can't fly and they can't get in the car. How tall are these fucking guys?
But it's just like, yeah, okay, I get it. You're
who
tall.
Who are you fucking hanging out with, Gumby? No,
if you're gonna be honest with me, you'd rather be tall than my height. So stop fucking doing that. Stop saying that.
Are you like at the cutoff of like where it's like not, it's just not short enough? Like you're kind of at a height. Short. It's just like a height, but you're not like strikingly short. Like you're not like, you know, you see some people and you're like, oh, that guy's short, like immediately.
I guess it depends on who I'm standing next to.
Yeah, I guess I never thought of it. I never thought of you as short, but I feel like once you get to 5'4".
Yeah.
I don't know.
I always feel everyone, even 5'7", guys always say they're 5'8". It seems like that's the cutoff.
Do you say 5'8"?
No, I don't say 5'7½" or 5'8". I just say 5'7".
Yeah. Huh. Interesting. So anyway, yeah, that you're taller than Sylvester Stallone, I guess. That's good. So anyway, what was the story? Oh, yeah, that I saw him backstage at the Oscars.
Yeah. Yeah, you danced at the Oscars. You were dancing.
Yeah, no, it's pretty incredible. All right, so anything else you want to add to this movie, Over the Top? I think this was a funny movie.
Yeah. No, right. We'll figure out what movie to do next.
Yeah, maybe we can do Cobra next time. Okay, I'm going to stop recording, but we'll see you.
Plot don't forget about the hot sauce.
Oh yeah, I don't think I said it at the beginning. Silk City Hot Sauce. We're sponsored by. I actually have 5 bottles of it in my cupboard right now. I really do. so go to silkcityhotsauce.com and use Brooklyn as a promo code. You get 15% off. All right. Thanks a lot. We'll see you next time.